This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you have been panicking about man boobs. And we've talked about man boobs or moobs. And I don't want anybody to panic, okay? You know, it's very normal for men to have breast tissue. You know, I don't know where people think that all men have to look like, you know, these skinny, muscly, maybe not even skinny, maybe kind of muscular, buff, sort of Greek god-looking type figures. You don't have to look like that. The average man doesn't. And I guess there's been a lot of panic because some men think that they have been exposed to chemicals that have given them man boobs. Now, the reason why this came about is because last week there was a study that came out saying young boys that receive regular exposure to essential oils like lavender and tea tree oil could be at risk of developing breast tissue swelling. These findings were being presented at the symposium. Not that you or I go to these things, so why does it matter what the name is? But the findings were presented, and according to Science Alert, it's evidence that certain plant-derived oils contain chemicals capable of disrupting human hormones. A stark reminder that just because these extracts come from nature doesn't necessarily mean we are going to get the outcome that we want. According to developmental biologist J. Tyler Ramsey from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, our society deems essential oils as safe. And I wrote an article on essential oils. But they possess a diverse amount of chemicals and should be used with caution because some of these chemicals are potential endocrine disruptors. So remember, essential oils come from, quote, the essence of plants. Okay? And we see essential oils in soaps and lotions and bubble baths and aromatherapy and cleaning products, etc. But just because they may come from, you know, plants, doesn't mean that what we mix them in necessarily is something that our bodies can tolerate or acclimate to. And maybe we don't, you know, maybe we aren't supposed to be exposed to something in nature that close. So there's two things going on. One, it could be the actual natural product. The other is it could be all the crap that's mixed in with the product. That could be the endocrine disruptor. By endocrine disruptor, it messes with our hormones. It can mimic estrogen. It can inhibit testosterone. So if lavender or tea tree oil mimics estrogen and augments a man's estrogen and inhibits his testosterone, he's going to feminize. NIEHS developmental biologist Kenneth Korak worked on a study that raised these fears over a decade ago. You know, we were just talking about people getting high on bug spray. And bug spray has pyrethroids, which are man-made versions of pyrethrin. And pyrethrin is an insect repellent naturally in flowers. And it's a neurotoxin. When you and I smell a flower, we're probably okay. But if we expose ourselves to a lot of that natural substance, we could die. So just because something's in nature doesn't mean it's entirely healthy. And just because we take something in nature and we stick it in a product and we add a whole bunch of fragrances and compounds and substrates to it doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. So the research was not conducted in the lab. What it did is it looked at the experience of three young boys, so a small study, age 4, 7, and 10, who all exhibited signs of prepubertal gynecomastia. So gynecomastia is where males develop enlarged breast tissue. So there's a difference between fat deposits and actual breast tissue, which is why men should be screened for breast cancer. We don't mammogram all men, but guys, you should be feeling around your breast and pec area because men get breast cancer. And they found that these kids with gynecomastia, the swelling coincided with the topical application of products like lavender and tea tree oils. But luckily the effects went away after they stopped using these essential oils. Other research on rats has, you know, also looked at the estrogen potential. And so we wanted to see if maybe they could incite breast cancer. We still have a lot of studies being done on this, but, you know, men are very concerned about what they could do with their quote-unquote man boobs. Well, like I said, there's two types. One is there's fat deposits. The other is gynecomastia, where you actually have more breast tissue. And that shift of estrogen, more estrogen to less testosterone, feminizes you. And so there are things we could do from a hormone standpoint. And remember, man boobs or moobs are the generalization of extra body up in the breast area. But know that there's a difference between fat and breast tissue, okay? That's what I want you guys to take home from there. And, for example, you know, we have gynecomastia and we have pseudogynecomastia. Pseudogynecomastia is the enlargement of the chest appearance, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the breast tissue. Gynecomastia is the breast tissue. So, when this happens, it's usually a being dealt a bad deck of cards. But obesity also, unfortunately, contributes to that. So if you eat a lot, you know, you have extra weight, weight's going to deposit wherever fat can deposit. Plus, leptin, a hormone, can inhibit the production of testosterone, and fat increases your estrogen production. So being overweight could feminize you. So what do we do? Well, for some people, you know, we also tell them to avoid alcohol, extra alcohol consumption, because extra alcohol could increase estrogen levels. You may need to have testosterone supplementation if your testosterone is going down. You may need to even consider avoiding any of these steroids that you like to use, you know, to help kind of grow your muscles, because certain steroids may convert into estrogen in the body. But what, in terms of correcting the situation, we got to lose weight. We got to avoid alcohol. We got to avoid excess fat in our diet, steroids, and sometimes we need to have surgery. There are surgeries that men could do. Will insurance cover it? Probably not. Most insurance will not cover cosmetic. You know, there's been a lot of discussion on transgender surgery being covered, and many of us agree to that. But then why aren't they also covering these surgeries that, you know, where people don't like, you know, their bodies either, but not that they want to go through a whole transgender. They just want to get some cosmetic surgery. Insurance still is not there with covering that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to JC and Manny who are working my dials. the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this was interesting. This caught my eye. Apparently, there's an article that says if men are having erectile dysfunction, there could be a chance that they're gay. Now, I know a lot of you out there have erectile dysfunction. I'm not a male, but I probably have it too. If I did have male genitalia, I probably would. I think all of us suffer from some sort of dysfunction at some point in our life. Does that mean we're wrestling with our sexuality? This is a new report that is published by the British Society for Sexual Medicine. And they want doctors to talk to men about their sexual orientation. Now, this came out of the British Society for Essential Medicine, so they say over 100,000 Britons are estimated to be wrestling with their sexuality. In terms of in America, we're thinking that number is easily in the million. And I believe that we are going to later progress to the point where we're not going to call people straight, gay, bisexual, lesbian. We're not going to be using those terms. People are choosing who they want to be with and not following a stereotype where, all right, well, if I choose to be gay, I am only going to, you know, be, that's not the way the body works. People are choosing to be with who they want to be with. And as you see with Anne Heck, she was married, I believe, to a male. Then she was in a gay relationship, I think, with Ellen. And then she went back to being in a relationship with a man. So what does that mean? Is she straight now? Is she gay? Is she bisexual? We're not going to use those terms anymore. But what they are saying in the study, which is interesting, is maybe one of the reasons for erectile dysfunction isn't that they have improper blood flow or lack of testosterone, which we would then be improperly diagnosing and treating, but maybe it's because they don't feel like they can come out and be open about their sexuality and have an honest conversation about, you know, why they're not having sex with their partner. Now, as a family physician, I saw this a lot where there were people in marriages, and, you know, I know it's not the proper term to use gaydar, but having dated so many guys in school that ended up becoming gay, I just have that effect on men. I have a pretty good sense, all right? Having two relatives that are, having you friends who are, you end up picking up on it. And you're not picking up on it because of stereotypes. You're picking up on it because of an evolutionary instinct that you have. If I dated so many men who I thought were going to be potential mates, and they turned out to say, no, not only do I not want you, but after this, I don't think I ever want women, my survival of the fittest instinct, right, and genetic gifts needed to find a mate and needed to be a little bit more accurate in finding a mate. So a lot of us women will gain a keen sense and people who may not be potential suitors. Some people will say, well, women are getting picky or they're over, you know, stereotyping or they're, you know, well, no, because again, we have that evolutionary drive to find a mate and to propagate our genes. And if it's going to be somebody that doesn't want to sleep with you, you're not going to make babies, and then your biological clock is going to tick until its battery runs out. So that's why some of us women claim that we have good gaydar, which, again, is a moot term. We're not, it's going to be obsolete later. So for me, I would have patience, and I would clearly think that the gentleman who was in this marriage was gay. And they would have marriage problems. And he would come in for testosterone, or he would come in for... And I, as a young doctor, was very hesitant on having that conversation with him, going, you know, look, is there a chance that you could be gay? And that's why you're having these issues. I don't want to be giving you testosterone or Viagra if you don't need it, if there's a whole other reason for that. And I didn't have that conversation for a long period of time. One, I didn't think it was my place. Two, the wife was in the room. You know, a lot of men don't go to the doctor by themselves. The wife takes them. So the wife's like, we're having marriage problems, we're having this, you know, and I also learned to figure out when somebody wasn't in love with somebody else. After seeing couples break up, and you're like, he just didn't look like he was, you know, all in with the marriage. When somebody is not all in, either because they're attracted to somebody else, whether they're male or female, etc., your marriage is going to have problems. Now, I dealt with a lot of female sexuality because women would come in and straight out say, look, I don't want to sleep with my husband. What's wrong with me? You didn't get that a lot with the men. You didn't get a lot of men coming in saying, I don't want to sleep with my wife. But I got that a lot with the women. Like, my sex drive is down. And then I had to have very honest conversations with these women, going, well, look, you know, does he turn you off? Are you turned on by Brad Pitt or George Clooney or nowadays Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen, Denzel Washington? The guy that plays the Black Panther, he's hot. The guy that plays Captain America, he's hot too. Don't know their names. Are you able to get turned on by somebody else? And if they go, oh yeah, yeah. Are you able to climax when you have a self session or masturbate? Yeah, yep. But you're having sex drive issues with your husband. Could it be your husband? No, I love him. No, you could love him. You could love him, but do you get turned off? If you don't want to sleep with your husband, that's going to be a much different treatment than this being a gynecological issue. You know, because that's how people will approach it. Well, it's got to be a hormone issue, or there's something wrong with my, you know, uterus or vagina, or something's wrong there, so can you fix it so I want to sleep with my husband? It's not as physical with women as it is mental. So if you are not, if the passion is gone out of the relationship and you don't want to sleep with them, that would be a much different sort of treatment, probably involving sex therapists, counselors, etc., rather than it being a biological or hormone thing. Now, some women will disagree and go, but I don't understand. When I was younger, I could sleep with somebody who I thought was ugly because I was horny. Yeah, well, that's before you have kids. Once you have children, that you're probably not going to get that lack of selectivity or that lack of filter. So why aren't we having that conversation with men? Now, do I think that there's that many men who could possibly be homosexual? I don't know. I mean, when I was in school, they said 1 in 8 men were homosexual and 1 in 6 experimented. And then another study had come out saying all people have the potential of being homosexual. All people. And, you know, I don't know if I agree with that. I think you have a preference, and that preference may never change. It's a genetic preference. But then you have some people where it is environmental, where they will fall in love with somebody. And they will want to be close to that person. And that person close to them will know how to stimulate them sexually. Does that mean they're gay? Does that mean all they want is somebody of the same sex? No, it means they want that person. So what I do agree with the study coming forward, is when a man comes in having erectile dysfunction, we have got to ask about the relationship just as much as we have to ask about their heart. Somebody having lack of blood flow to their penis will have lack of blood flow to their heart or to the brain. So a man with erectile dysfunction is at heart risk and stroke risk. Mark my words. Unless you get a little bit deeper and go, and he says, no, I have no problem watching porn and having erections. No problem at all. It's just with the wife. Well, then we're not looking at something biological. We're looking at something mental. And people do lose, you know, attraction to their spouses. Just anybody call my husband. I mean, hey, poor guy. He thought when he married me, I would always look like that. I was cute. I was a long time ago. I was cute. Yeah, poor guy. Love handles, what are these? Cellulite? Yeah, I got cellulite. What of it? Nothing. Take some testosterone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I talked to you guys about what to do on a plane so you don't get sick. Remember when we were going through flu season? I'm like, you want to wipe down the tray and wipe down the armrests and have the air blow in front of your face to blow bugs and things away from you. Well, I guess now we're being told to get a window seat, but do not leave that window seat until the flight is over. This is being reported by Fox News. Apparently, experts think that if you sit in a window seat, you are not going to be around all the illnesses that are floating around the aisle. Now, this has been a theory that's been around for a while, but a new study published on Monday paints the same conclusion. According to Vicki Stover-Hertzberg of Emory University in Atlanta, she said, for somebody who doesn't want to get sick, get in that window seat and do not move. Now, hell no, I need to get off. I need to get my bag from the baggage claim. I need to make my connecting flight, or I need to get my car or my Uber, or I need to get where I need to go, or I have to go potty. I usually have to go potty, but for those of you that don't have to go potty, maybe you sit. They say squads of researchers jetted around the globe to test cabin surfaces and air for viruses and to observe how people came into contact with each other. In a total of 10 flights, they observed only one person coughing, and the experiment was done, I guess, during a flu season 5 years ago, and they didn't find even one of the 18 cold or flu viruses they tested for. So the researchers in the past have been, you know, having issues. This new study was initiated and funded by Boeing. The Chicago-based jet manufacturer also recruited one of the researchers, Georgia Tech's Howard Weiss. He had input on the results. And they published doing some mathematical modeling and computer simulations to determine how likely people were to come close to a hypothetical infectious passenger sitting in an aisle seat on the 14th row of a single-aisle airplane. They concluded that on average, only one person on a flight of about 150 passengers would be infected. They said researchers who were not involved said it would be difficult to use the relatively small study to make general conclusions about the risk of an airline passenger getting a cold or flu. Yes, I hear the dings on my iWatch. I apologize. So, do I like mathematical models? No, I don't. I like math. Okay? I like math. But in terms of mathematical models, I would rather see the real thing. Do I agree that sitting in a window seat avoids the aisle germs that are passing around? I think it does. But remember, the way planes are these days, you are maybe 4 feet away from the aisle when you're in a window seat, if that. Now, in this study, they found that 38% of passengers never left their seat. 38% left once, 13% left twice, 11% left more than twice. And not surprisingly, a lot of people get up, that do get up, take the aisle seat. Yeah, if I have to pee, I'll probably be in the aisle seat. 80% of people sitting on the aisle moved at least once during their flights, compared to 62% of middle seats and 43% of window seats. They say 11 people sitting closest to a person with a cold or flu are at the highest risk. That included 2 people sitting to their left, the 2 to their right, and people in the row immediately in front of them, and those behind them. So, what does that mean? Well, if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. But, yeah, that will protect you a little bit. I wouldn't, you know, make too big a deal about this. What's very interesting, though, is there's this bad cold that's been going around my neck of the woods. Remember when I got sick a couple weeks ago? And I just talked to another friend of mine who lost his voice, was sick. All of us have kids in sports. And we all were standing out in the cold. Still coughing from it. I don't recall being next to somebody who was sick. What I do recall, however, is being out in the cold going, I'm going to get sick. And we haven't had a lot of studies about the chill factor. If you catch a chill, are you going to get sick? You know, remember moms used to say close the window because if you catch a chill, you're going to get sick or put your coat on. They're right. They are 1,000% right. Mommies know more medicine than the NIH. Get that through your heads, guys. Your mommy is right. Your mommy is spot on when it comes to that. Now, don't tell my mom, okay? My mom drives me crazy. She also says I told you so. She's the biggest know-it-all out there, and I can't stand giving her one. But she's right. And every time I get a chill, within a few days, I get sick. Why? Well, because you're surrounded by these bugs all the time. Whether you get into the aisle at the end of the flight or in the middle of the flight, if you get up from your seat, you are going to be exposed. You're always exposed to stuff. Whether you're in line at a grocery store, etc. But when you become compromised by temperature dropping and something kind of shifts your immune system around a little bit, or you have a little bit of a shock to your body, you're going to get sick. When they're stressed, you're going to get sick. It happens. So try not to undergo shock. Try to let your body acclimate to temperature. acclimate to altitude. Oh, speaking of altitude, remember I told you a bunch of guys, doctors, physical therapists and stuff, went climbing Mount Kilimanjaro? The majority of them made it. They made it to the summit. They call it summiting. And once they get back from Tanzania, because that's where Mount Kilimanjaro is, we're going to try and interview one for you guys to see how it went, where they had to potty, how sick some of them got, would they ever do it again? I don't know if any of you guys have ever climbed a big mountain. I think it's fascinating. I could never do it because I need really good potties. One had to be medevaced out of there. So, one of my friends who was going to go never made it. He got so sick before the trip, and thank God, because he could have died on the trip. So, we'll tell you about that. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not so cool. A teen was fatally shot by her 9-year-old brother. Why? Because they were fighting over a video game controller. A Mississippi girl has died after her brother shot her in the head because she would not give him his turn. WCBI-TV reported Sunday that the Monroe County Sheriff, Cecil Cantrell, says the girl has died. She's 13 years old. He's 9. And he went up to the back of her head and shot her. She was rushed to LeBoner Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Didn't survive. Authorities don't know how the boy got the gun. Circumstances are still being investigated. As we get more details on this, we'll let you know. But this is one of the most horrifying things any parent could even imagine. That one child would kill another child. And over a video game, having access to a gun, and with intent going up to her and shooting her. How do you screen a 9-year-old kid if they're going to murder one of your other children? How do you screen for that? Well, time will tell if they're going to reveal issues with his behavior or what else. But it's that's not good. Also not good is the brother of the Stoneman Douglas shooter, the Parkland shooter in Florida. The brother has been arrested. Why? Because he wanted to go to the site, go to the campus, and take it all in. Zachary Cruz, 18 years old, brother Nicholas Cruz, said he wanted to reflect on the school shooting and soak it in. The teen has no ties to Broward County. And he surpassed all locked doors and gates and proceeded to ride a skateboard through the school grounds. Now, some people say, well, wait a second. You know, family members coming to the scene, you know, to take it in, that may not be that abnormal. Yeah, but he trespassed. Breaking and entering. He has posted bond, has been released. He is scheduled to make a first appearance Tuesday afternoon. The school does intend to prosecute him. But why would he want to take it in? Why? Well, still not sure of the true motive. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some Walmart news. Woo-hoo! Yay! Walmart is going to have installation and assembly services. Handy's installation and assembly services to more than 2,000 of its 5,000 U.S. stores. The service available in 45 states will offer Handy's help in putting together televisions and furniture. Walmart shoppers can buy the option at checkout and schedule an appointment with Handy from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Handy is. I'm not too sure. I think that's more of a Southeast sort of company. I'm getting this from CNBC. But I do have an IKEA in my neck of the woods. And what I do know about IKEA is you have to do it yourself. And in my family, we suck at putting stuff together. So I would probably pay for the service. The service is already available in 45 states. The expanded partnership comes as retailers are increasingly looking to offer shopper services as a means of differentiating from Amazon and making the shopping experience more seamless. In addition to making it easier for customers to assemble furniture and other items, they also are trying to do more grab-and-go checkout and delivery options. So they are, well, I got to tell you, it is fascinating to see the ingenuity of what these retailers are doing as they compete. Amazon has really made people step it up. But you see, Walmart has furniture. I don't really buy a lot of furniture at Walmart. But you see how Walmart is trying to maybe expand to maybe become more of a, like, Sears or, was it Ward's? Who was the store that, was it Gemco? I don't know. But one of the stores went furniture. And I guess you can make a lot of money in furniture because furniture is expensive. All right. So that looks like it's going to be good for Walmart. Then Walmart is also going to bring FedEx shops to 500 of its stores. The company announced at Shop Talk that a pilot test has been successful in driving more traffic to Walmart. And if they could have these little pint-sized FedEx locations, that'll allow people to go there to drop off what they need to. FedEx loves it because now they've increased their sprawl to multiple more stores. 500 of them. That'll also put Amazon up against the wall a little bit. Because there's not a lot of Amazon sites that people could go to. So Walmart and FedEx are testing the arrangement in roughly 50 locations across North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Arkansas, Texas, and Colorado. Following a successful pilot program, these small shops will then expand within 2 years. I don't really use a lot of FedEx. I don't really take something and package it, but think about it. How does this help Walmart? Well, Walmart now, you go into the store, you buy a toy for your grandkid. Now you can just pop right over to FedEx and get it packaged. It makes sense. Seeing people join together and group and partner is sometimes the best way to stay alive in this business. The Walmart-based FedEx offices allow shoppers to have their packages held there for 5 business days. They could also, obviously, so you can pick your stuff up. And they've seen some huge successes already. They think it's going to increase FedEx employees by 2,000. So it'll offer 2,000 more jobs, assuming they're not going to close some other FedEx locations. FedEx already is a partner with Walmart for shipping. Amazon, Target, and others have been looking for ways to do the same. Amazon is starting to have pickup lockers within Whole Foods stores and malls. Target is trying to expand as well. So it's interesting to see. I mean, eventually you'll just live at one of these places. You'll have your pharmacy, you'll have your food, you'll have your furniture, you'll have your drop-off, you'll have your computer access. You'll barely go home. I don't know how that's going to work. Office Depot, starting to step it up already with FedEx, Walgreens, Kroger, Albertsons. So we'll see how that goes, but I love the ingenuity. I'm just fascinated by the economy and how people are trying to, you know, keep current and keep relevant. McDonald's, who has been given a crap load of criticism for so much, is actually trying to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by more than a third. They've announced its first targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which would prevent 150 million metric tons of emissions by 2030, which is a 36% reduction compared to the restaurant chain's 2015 emissions. Their plan has been approved under the Science-Based Target Initiative, which was set up to help companies set goals to support the Paris Agreement on climate change. The burger firm is going to meet its targets. They're going to switch the LED lighting, make their kitchen equipment more energy efficient, and step up its sustainable packaging and recycling efforts. They are going to prioritize action on beef production. So red meat, as we know, may not be as environmentally friendly as others. Why? Because it takes a lot more energy to farm. And so McDonald's has previously indicated that they want to move towards a sustainable beef production. I know some of you guys are like, there's beef in there? Yeah. 100% whole beef patty. Remember in the 80s? That was their commercial? 100% whole beef. It's not beef product. It's supposed to be real beef. I like McDonald's. It's yummy. So, we'll see what McDonald's does. I didn't realize they were part of the Paris Agreement. I don't know what McDonald's is in France. I don't think I saw McDonald's when I was in France. But good for them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this antibiotic resistance, we've been blaming doctors for. We've been blaming people for taking too many, you know, Z-Packs. And now, scientists in Germany think it could be our other medication that could be fueling antibiotic resistance. It could be our statins, our cholesterol medication. It could be our allergy pills. And this could be what's turning these bugs into superbugs. They showed that simvastatin, known as Zocor, was one of the most harmful on human gut bacteria. And that changed the bacteria to the point where it could give rise to superbugs. Tamoxifen, that we use to treat breast cancer. Claritin, loratadine, for hay fever, were also listed as offenders. Dr. Nassos Tippas of the European Molecular Biology Laboratory said this is scary considering that we take many non-antibiotic drugs in our life, often for long periods. We actually see drugs from all therapeutic classes impacting gut microbes. The most prominent antipsychotics, antihypertensives, anti-cancer drugs, proton pump inhibitors like Prevacid, antihistamines, painkillers, and contraceptives. Why? Because they affect the microbiome in the gut. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you need these other medications, you need these other medications. It'd be nice to not need a proton pump inhibitor for acid. It'd be nice to not need cholesterol medication. But superbugs kill 10 million people every year. Or they expect that it'll kill 10 million people every year by the year 2050. And already 700,000 people die yearly from drug-resistant infections like tuberculosis, HIV, malaria, around the world. The World Health Organization previously stated that if nothing is done to combat this, the world is headed for a post-antibiotic era, which means chlamydia, ear infection, strep throat could become major killers. We already saw that one kid get diagnosed with a sinus infection that went to his brain. So keep in mind that this polypharmacy that we are entrenched in our new society could really be messing us up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FDA has finally taken its first steps to limit flavorings in tobacco. Apparently, people that like cigarettes and tobacco products and Juuls and nicotine devices that have flavors, right? Not only does FDA want to limit the nicotine, they also want to now limit these flavorings that are being used. Plus, we don't know if a lot of these flavors are safe on the lung lines. You know? Food colorings and food additives are fine in our stomach, not necessarily on the delicate lung lining. So FDA's getting their act together. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.